Welcome to another podcast where I, Samantha Eason, owner and licensee of Exclusively Managed in Brisbane, discuss property management and strategies for managing your investment property. This show will discuss the many factors that contribute to poor management of investments and what makes a successful investment thrive. We would love to hear from our local investors directly. If you have a scenario or situation you would like our assistance with, hit us up online. Thank you and enjoy the show. Hi everyone, Samantha Eason here again with Talking Property Management. And today I wanted to, just go over some of the things that I've heard within our industry lately. And I'll start with one that I was advised, this afternoon. So there was a property that was, being changed over from agencies, and we've received copies of emails where the tenants have asked for maintenance to get done. The maintenance items are dishwasher's not working, never has, oven's not working, air conditioner's not working, there are no fly screens or security screens on the property, and it's been an absolute debacle for these tenants for the last 12 months they've been in the property. They've been broken into, and on top of all that, a lot of obvious maintenance issues. There was an discussion from the property manager who said, hi, something along the lines of, we are looking at increasing your rent. This will be the new lease with the new rent amount. And the tenants have fought back going, well, no, we've not had XYZ fixed or rectified since we moved in. We're not happy with the rent increase. And this property manager, and I can't believe I'm about to tell you this, but this property manager has responded with, okay, well, if you pay the increased rent, we'll be able to get those items fixed. That is unfortunately not how it works. If I had a client that came to me and said, hi, I would like to rent out my property. I don't have ABC working, or can you take over this property from another management? I would like to find out how the tenants are going, something like that. The last thing I would say is to the tenants or to anyone is please, please pay for or sign the new lease with the increased rent, and then we'll get your maintenance fixed. I was having this discussion with a client today, and we were talking about, previous property management situations that he's been in as an investor. And he was telling me about an investment that he had in Perth. And he was like, look, it was just a debacle. Like, this agency, they didn't do anything right. They didn't keep me updated. It was an absolute nightmare, but it was just easier to go with them at the start of the time. It was my first ever experience, so I didn't really know what to look for. And then he reached out to some friends when he, didn't have such a big work situation going, and he was able to focus on his investment. And he found, a better suited property manager. When I spoke to him and I said, what experience did you have with other people that met with you? In comparison to when I came and met you, what was your experience like? And it was like, they weren't interested. We were told that we would probably get $500. They never told me you need to fix ABC. We expect $500 for your property, maybe $550, but unlikely. And he has a nice property. Yes, he had to do some things and we did them together. I helped him with that. But it was an absolute nightmare experience that he was having. He had more than three property managers do an appraisal and neither of them seemed interested. And he said, some of those were from franchises and some of them weren't. But he just didn't feel like he was getting what he wanted out of it. And when I came through, it was, I'm going to be straight to the point. I want to get you the highest possible rent that you need, but XYZ needs to be rectified. And the biggest issue for him was his pool was damaged. So that's an expensive repair. He purchased it in that condition and never really had the time or the capabilities to get it fixed, nor the reason, if they weren't big swimmers while they were living in the property. So it was nothing really that he thought of that had to be done. But it's what, you know, a lot of investors and clients and landlords, they don't know what they're actually looking at when it comes to a property manager. They have no clue. You could be with someone who will just collect the rent, or you will be with someone who's actively trying to grow your investment. There are two different types. You can have a rent collector and you can have an investor-minded property manager. It comes down to what you want out of your investment. I speak to so many people, one who called me up about 6 weeks ago, who said, you know, something along the lines of, hey, you know, I'm really happy with my current agent, but I'm looking for another one with cheaper fees. And so I asked what her current fees were. They were a little bit higher than mine, but I wouldn't say out of the park or anything. And I couldn't understand why she was happy with someone, but would be willing to pay just, you know, a percentage less to move. And I found out it's because her current tenants are paying $400 a week in rent. She doesn't want to increase the rent to market value. That's $550 the property should be getting. And if I'm going to be honest, if I saw the property and appraised the property, it would likely get more. You know, she would rather keep a tenant in who's paying $150 less than market rent, but then change agencies for a lower fee. That's never going to assist your investment. You're doing this for no reason. This makes no sense. You're putting more out of your pocket, no matter when your interest rates are fixed or not. You're still putting money from your pocket into a home that could potentially be working for itself, working in a better way. It can at least be more efficient. And I couldn't understand that. I've been dealing with someone lately, and they are absolutely against pets, just against them. It's a no. And it's been very difficult because obviously our rental legislation changed. We can no longer deny pets without a, you know, reasonable reason, an excuse. And some are reasonable, I will admit. Like if the property's not fenced, no, you can't have a giant dog because the property's not fenced. But yeah, when I asked this client, you know, if we do have someone that moves in and they request a pet later on, what am I meant to do? You know, I can't stop that. And she said, well, we'll just tell them to leave. And it's absolutely dumbfounding, but you can't do that. So I'm the bad guy for letting her know, because she obviously was very annoyed with my response of, we unfortunately can't do that now. This is the legislation. I don't care. That's what I'm doing. Or I'll just find someone else. If you don't like the information that you're getting told, don't put yourself in that situation. It's plain and simple. You either want your investment to work for you or you don't. And if you want your investment to work against you, whether you're yield focused or capital growth focused, or you wish to develop the investment down the track, that isn't going to work at all. It's going to be an absolute nightmare for anyone to be able to properly manage your property. But these are just some of the issues that I've encountered over the last week. We are doing two big massive renovations, another one starting next week in Stafford Heights. So our podcast may be a little bit slow with uploading, but when I have space and time, I will definitely quickly jump on and just give you a little bit of an insight in the wreck that is my current life. And I say that in the best possible way. I love when I'm this busy because I find that me personally, I work better when I'm under pressure. And sometimes when it's really quiet, I just find new things to do. And I need to remind myself, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So that's what we're doing at the moment. I actually quite enjoy it. I think the best part of my job is creating wealth for clients, but also being able to guide them through some very stressful and sticky situations. I've been in situations where, you know, some clients deserve more knowledge than what maybe other people in the industry or podcast episodes and things like that have given them. So if I'm in that position where I can think of a good situation for them, or, you know, something that I can help them with, I'm going to do whatever I can to give them that information. I think when you're in this situation and you're able to go, hey, you know, if you do this, you'll be able to achieve possibly $1,000 more a month or something like that, where we're in a stressful situation with the interest rates at the moment, this is probably the best thing that we could do, is jump on board and guide your clients. I've had a client recently told me that he hasn't refinanced his property, and I don't understand why, because he expressed to me in a confidential chat what his interest rate was. And I know by dealing with my own broker just how much work a broker can do for you. And so where there are people, especially if you own a unit where you've got body corporate fees, you've got, you know, other large expenses and on top of rates and maintenance, it is best to put yourself in a better position as much as you can. But if your property manager is like the one that you heard at the start of this episode, which is through a franchise, and you don't think that you're getting the service that you desire, like need and deserve, you probably aren't. I'm going to be completely honest here, and this is very, very blunt, but a franchise doesn't mean that you're going to be best protected. A franchise doesn't mean that you're going to have the world of experience behind you with their property management team. It's not a better solution just because they've been around longer or if they've got a bigger name. That's not how property management works. Like I said in this episode, there are investor-minded property managers and then there aren't. You just have to do what you can to pick the one that you want for you. Thank you. I'll speak to you guys soon. Thank you for listening. My main focus is on growing our clients' investments, so our audio or style may be a bit choppy as I'm not a professional speaker, but I'm committed to being transparent with my communication with our clients, including you as our listener. Thanks for listening to Talking Property Management with Samantha Eason, and don't forget to visit us online at exclusivelymanaged.com.au.